Taoiseach, in relation to the programme for government and your commitment in relation to updating the planning guidelines in terms of renewable energy. The programme for government talks about the awareness of government of the distress and the divisions in communities where wind farms are imposed in them against the will of the people, and you pledge as a matter of urgency, you state in the programme for government, to update the guidelines within 3 to 6 months. Now, we're 10 months in from the programme from government being published. We have communities where wind farms are being foisted upon them, where there are plans for major wind farms. There is more distress, more division than ever in those communities. And they're asking, when is the government ever going to get off their hands and publish the guidelines that they promised to publish 10 months ago? In my own community in Donegal, in the Finn Valley, they've already mobilised and defeated a wind farm application which would have imposed a major wind farm very close to residential premises. Now we're seeing that there's a second wave of applications coming in for the same type of proposal, and they're looking for the government to protect individuals. Nobody is against renewable energy, nobody is against development, nobody is against infrastructure, but what we are against is where these type of farms are imposed in a community against their will in very close proximity to individuals, where there are ample other opportunities where they can be sited. So can you give clarity to the communities in the Finn Valley and right across the state who are looking for the government to fulfil the commitment that they gave to these communities in the programme for government 10 months ago?
It's not just a case of protection. It's a case of striking a balance between, as you say, acceptance of wind energy as being a component of dealing with our energy needs and the undue intrusion on any communities. I mentioned this before. Discussions about this and about striking that balance are ongoing between the Minister for Housing and the Minister for Communications and Energy. I'm not sure, Deputy Doherty, of the current state of those discussions. I do hope they can conclude quickly, but I'll advise the Deputy
finally,
as to where they are between both Ministers at the moment.
Finally,
it is a factor that is important, I know, for many communities.